Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The news continues at 6:22. It's been 6 months and a day since the May 16th tornado upended St. Louis City. The recovery effort ongoing. KMOX's Sean Malone spoke with St. Louis Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard, whose ward was one of the hardest hit.
When you hear that it's been 6 months since then, does it feel like it's been 6 months? Does it feel longer, shorter? How do you kind of assess that timeline?
It feels longer, actually, only because I hear daily and see daily the disparity in how people have been able to respond and move through their recovery projects. So while, the 10th Ward, since I see some people that are rebuilding and moving forward, I see some structures and homes that look exactly like they looked on May 16th, and they run the gamut in between. Knowing that wholeness is going to look different. For each individual constituent, each individual property owner, so each individual one that calls me, the needs are so different. I just have been trying to be in position and stand in the gap to make sure they know how to access what they can field and make sure that they have their questions answered in the process and hopefully hoping that they get resources. At times they haven't, and that's been disappointing. At times there's a big enough delay to where what they needed when they first reached out is not what they need now. That's been heartbreaking in so many ways. So again, just trying to keep them encouraged and not give up, to not want to give up, is what keeps me inspired and keeps me going.
That was going to take me to my next question, but your answer there kind of complicates a little bit. How are people doing? And it sounds like it's very dependent person to person. No two people are going to give you the same answer.
No two people will ever give me the same answer. I mean, like I said, I have buildings where people are rebuilding, and I see them, and I'm excited for them. They have what they need either on their own, or they were able to access, or able to reach other resources, get worked with some of the amazing groups and the citizen-led groups that have deployed and been working in communities that have done things that the city government could have never done. But again, some are still staring up at their properties with the backs and the walls out saying, "Ms. Clark Hubbard, I don't want to leave. I want to be here. I want to stay. I need help. What can you do?" And for them and for that person, it's not food, you know. It's not just going to pat them on the back or tell them it's going to be okay. They need either funding, or that looks like building supplies, real building supplies, not a tarp 6 months later. Real windows, not boards, 6 months later. And for some, Sean, it's just been some tough, hard conversations about maybe demolition is the answer, which is why one of the programs that just got stood up, the Personal Property Demolition and Debris Removal Program, is one that I fought for early on when Mayor Spencer was talking about it, because in that effort, if you don't have the funding to demo your property, you would be able to be resourced through the city to do it, but you will still keep your land. That is one of the most things that is important to me, is the displacement and the opportunity for people to stay and rebuild in the city if they want to. So again, it is very different for each constituent, case to case. Unfortunately, almost daily I get calls from constituents saying they're not coming back. I get constituents that feel so helpless and hopeless that they sell out for a lot less than they should have. And so trying to capture and catch them before they make that kind of choice, trying to tell them that they have somebody that cares and is going to fight for them for whatever they can, again, is my day-to-day life right now. And that's okay, you know, because, again, I have some – we have wins that we can celebrate to keep us going to the next. But the disparity is real.
The disparity. Is there any underlying common denominator that you see from people who are struggling more than others? Is it neighborhood, income level, gender, race? Is there anything that says, hey, maybe this group of individuals is not getting the resources that they need for whatever reason?
You know, that's a good question. I guess I definitely don't look at it in a gender or race thing, but I do look at it at a level of access. I do look at it at either my un- or underinsured family, some that have been able to link in with some of the, again, the citizen-led groups that have been pouring into these communities since May 16th, but they can't help everybody, right? And so while I am immeasurably grateful to the work that they're doing, that's a block here or a house here. And when I say a block now, some of my blocks only have one or two houses left on them. My responsibility is to 8 neighborhoods, 22,000 people. So for me, it's kind of like just trying to tap them in and tie them in to the what they can access would be the biggest disparity. Access is a disparity. Understanding is a disparity. There are little nuances in these programs that are not legislative fixes. They are administrative fixes, or quite frankly, maybe the wrong person is running the program that lacks empathy, you know, that lacks real life understanding to know what people are going through and how you can make things and systems work for people instead of thinking it's just going to work for you as it relates to cost recovery. So these are the things that, again, I tackle every day, try to connect people with who they need to answer their questions, to get them the resources they need. And if anywhere I go, I tell people to listen, please, if you want to stay, let us try to help you. Let me try to help you, connect you to the people that can help you so that we can get you what you need.
St. Louis Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard on the May 16th tornado and aftermath.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.